This is GQDN for Wednesday, July 30th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes, including the one called Questworthy. Put in the promo code Quest on the checkout, and you get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. More stuff to come, as always. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a nice little keyboard. All the details there. We got a Pokemon TCG update and some EA pricing for their video games. But we begin today with WCC UpTech because we got a report on PlayStation's second quarter for this year. And who helped out with their second quarter? Well, it was Microsoft. And they have 6 games in the top 10 for the PlayStation games. So here is the top 10. Assassin's Creed Shadows by Ubisoft shows up at number 10. Minecraft, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle. Number 7 is Death Stranding 2 on the beach. Number 6 is Doom the Dark Ages by Microsoft. Call of Duty Black Ops 6 by Microsoft, that's number 5. Number 4 is MLB The Show, Sony Corporation. Number 3 is The Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion Remastered by Microsoft. Number 2, Forza Horizon 5 by Microsoft. And number 1 is Elden Ring Night Rain by Bandai Namco. So that's the top 10. Now, Microsoft has been criticized by the Xbox players because of them transporting their video games over to PlayStation. And the reason why we know the top 10 is because of Matt Piscaleria, the executive director and video games industry analyst at Circana, got up on Blue Sky and posted the top 10. So that is indeed going on. And that was the rank from quarter two. And this has been going on month over month. But since this is the quarter two, that's why we put this in the report. So PlayStation may be doing well. And we know that Elden Ring was there in the news. So we do have to say that Elden Ring patch 1.02 is delayed. Via GameSpot.com, it is because of the tsunami that is going on right now. In fact, Elden Ring got up on X and said, quote, "Due to the tsunami warning following the earthquake near Kamchatka Peninsula, we have decided to postpone the distribution of the Elden Ring Night Rain patch 1.02, which was scheduled for today to tomorrow, July 31st, Thursday, after 1 p.m. Pacific time." Now, right now, there is no idea as to when this patch will come. Oh, well, I did say the 31st, so I'm wrong on that one already. No worries. But that is all because of the tsunami. And that is because 1.9 million people that was situated at Japan's east coast had to evacuate. So since they had to leave, no patch for Elden Ring. Now we got an update. Because GameSpot also said that itch.io will be reaching out to other payment processors because of the ban on some of the games. Now, we know that the games were banned because of the banking systems and their regulations. And keep in mind, those games were adult games because they did suspend the ability to pay with Stripe because of all that. And all that became clear because of the organization Collective Shout launched a campaign against both itch.io and Steam because they demanded the payment processors prevent the sale of some of the content that's on both servers. Now itch.io, they say that they're looking forward to work with some other payment options that would allow the adult content. So they did some writing on their FAQ form. Quote, The situation is evolving as we await final determinations from our current payment processors, Stripe and PayPal. There are still unknowns that prevent us from providing a fixed timeline. In the meantime, we are actively reaching out to other payment processors that are willing to work with this kind of content. We have suspended the ability to pay Stripe for 18 plus content for foreseeable future. Our immediate focus has been on content classification reviews and implementing stricter age gating on the site. End quote. Well, you talk about paying things. Well, if you're better, Esports Insider did say that the Better Collective stock forecast for 2025 through 2030 could share the price, or maybe see the prices rising over the coming year. Maybe. Well, this is about betting, because right now the Betco stock price, at least according to Esports Insider, is now trading at, quote, an attractive level, end quote. So when the stock market closed today, the shares ended at 139 SEK, which makes it the world's fifth largest esports company. And they were saying that that did outperform its own stock. And they did take a look at the performance, at the 1 year and the 5 year performances. So the year to date for Betco is up by 25%. The 1 year performance is down by 42%. And the 5 year performance is up by 13%. Now, the company did have its first quarter results, and they did say that they embarked on a transformative journey to align the structure with the long-term objectives. So could they be restructuring? Well, they did introduce a co-CEO leadership structure with Christian Kirk Rasmussen and Jesper Sogard. Rissman will be a part of the innovation business development and operational execution, and Sogard will be the head of the external stakeholders. They could also do some share buybacks too, because they do have a share buyback program where they have about 10 million euros. Keep in mind this is Europe, and that could be executed by August 26th, so about a month from now. So we'll see what happens with that in the company, because that would affect the betting on the esports scene. But still a little bit of video games now. Wouldn't you know that Kotaku did say that EA will not be asking for $80 for Battlefield 6? No, they're keeping it at $70. And that's what the EA CEO Andrew Wilson did say on the earnings call, because they did not want to start charging $80 right now, because the company uses a broad pricing scheme on a lot of the products. But he was also thinking about how this would be reporting later. Quote, "We'll continue to look at opportunities to deliver great value to our players through various pricing schemes over the course of time, but no dramatic changes planned yet," end quote. Now, the $80 bump did happen because of Mario Kart and Donkey Kong Bonanza on the Nintendo side. On the Microsoft side, it was The Elder Worlds 2, but Black Ops 7 will be $70, and some of the games were testing out $90. We shall see. So maybe a $70 game? Oh, do you play Power World? PC Games and did say that Power World just got an update, and some of the bosses are now harder to beat. And indeed they are. Yeah. Yes, they are. Which means you can choose to build some fearsome combat team in Power World, and your pals will face the fights head on. The raids will offer an extra challenge, and you can summon raid bosses at your base. Once you get all the things you can craft there for it, and once you do, you can summon the boss, and you would enjoy a very hard fight. Yeah, we'll see what happens. I did this intentionally. The Pokemon TCG Pocket, well, the company that made it admitted that they screwed up. Games Radar did say that because there was a shared tweet that did show the 3-star rarity of X card alongside their own artwork. And the paid commission to post to Twitter back in 2021. And it did have some question marks to it. And has over 33 million views. And the TCG Pocket Twitter account did release a statement. Quote, "It has come to our attention that was a production issue regarding the illustration of Ho-Oh featured in the Immerse card artwork for Ho-Oh X and Luiga X 3-star. And they also issued a statement up on X. Quote, "The card production team provided incorrect reference materials as the official documents to the Illustrated Commission to create these cards." End quote. They just wanted to say that there are some new art coming very soon. No date yet, though. We'll see what happens. Now we really go to the esports corner. Call of Duty League. WrestleMania. Yep. Esports Insider did say that. Now, Optic Texas didn't make very many moves, if any at all. Atlanta FaZe did say that Cilium said goodbye, became a free agent, along with Zach Dreza Jordan. So both left the team. And Atlanta must fill the spots. Vancouver Surge also did some overhauling on its roster because Jovan Rodriguez, Brian Nasty Plumridge, Jordan Abuza Franquis, and Travis Neptune McLeod all left the franchise. Miami Heretics now has some empty spots too. Adrian Merlizzi Serrano, Jose Real Manuel Fernandez are both leaving, including David Rencorazern and Diego Super Escurdo. And Lucky is still on the bench. Cloud9 New York also has some empty spots to fill as well. Isaiah Gwynn has left, but Dante Sib Gray, Kyle Kremp Haworth, and Chris Spark Cervantes will remain. Minnesota Rocker did note that 3 players are leaving. Giovanni Webster, that's Gio, Dylan Nero Koch, and Kenny Williams. Justice McMillan is the one that's staying, but the first 3 are gone. Now, right now, there's no idea when the next season will come because they are waiting for the Black Ops 7's release date, and the season will begin a few months after that. Now, if you want a controller, PC Games N, they'd say that the Hall Effect PC controller, it looks like an Xbox type controller, is now at its lowest price on Amazon right now, and it's at $45. So if you want a controller for your PC, that might be the one to get. Does look like an Xbox controller. That's just an observation, not an opinion. But if you need a keyboard, according to PC Games N, the Cherry X-Free MX 8.3 is also available with some highlighted keys. And right now, it is at $300 at Amazon. It is a wireless one, so if you want it, it is there. If your Xbox did say that, just remember, Friday, August 1st, 2 days away, the Xbox Game Sale Summerfest 2025 will be done. So if you want some games on your Xbox, go check your Xbox store. PlayStation people do the same thing, like me. And Steam, check the current Steam sale. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.